doctrine and call it better. Now we've got another kind of grace we've picked up. They call that fescue grace. That's mighty good for cattle.
So if you grew a field, I've heard two things. You grow a field of cotton and a patch of cotton. What's the difference between the?
Well, a patch of cotton is what I call about an acre of cotton.
Well, that's all. I see.
Yes, and a field of cotton, I call it from about 6 to 75 acres.
That's pretty good size.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And when you cultivate cotton, what did you do to get the weeds out of it?
Well, we always took our mule. Last time we scraped that cotton with a one horse plow, then go back where our holes. We called them sunblades at that time.
Sunblades.
Yes. And last time we called them cultivators. Rolled on two wheels with two mules hooked to it. I call them side heart attachments. That's your side heart, and you pull it down and only leave a little ridge about like that. Then when you get ready then, we'd take our hose, as I said, a sun blade. We'd chop that cotton. Then we'd go back to that old shovel stock, we called it. That we made. We call that dirt. We'd go up on one side of the row, throwing dirt into the cotton. Come down on the other side, throwing it in on the other side. Mm-hmm. Call that dirt.
What you do when you chop cotton? What is that a color?
That's what you call hoeing it with one of these hoes we get.
Oh.
But I always call it a sunblade, hitting the sun.
That's a new one. How come you call it a sunblade?
Well, when the sun gets hot and you get pulling that hole across there, you get hot with it.
I see. I bet you would too.
And we'd start to feel, my mother would say, my father died when I was 8 years old. And my mother would say, all right, I want y'all to hoe cotton. That's what she'd say this evening. I'd say to the boys, I said, well, boys, let's go and use that old sun blade.
Warm up, huh?
Because it's your old boy in you.
What kind of weeds did you have to get out of the cotton?
Well, the biggest thing was crap grass and cuckleburrs.
Yeah.
Get out of that cotton. And then back then days.
And, did you say people didn't grow small grains very much? If they did, how did they get the grain out of the chaff?
And corn now, and corn. When we'd shell corn off the cob, we used our hand and shelled it. Mm-hmm. Then we carried to mill. What you call a grist mill. Mm-hmm. And they'd grind that in the mill.
How much would you take?
Well, sometimes we'd carry a bushel, two bushels, just, you know, whatever we wanted to carry.
What is a turn? How much is that?
Well, a turn is, I always called it a peck. Just a turn of corn.
Oh.
Just a peck.
Not very much.
No, sir. A peck is a fourth of a bushel. Mm-hmm. And a bushel is 8 gallons. In other words, it's four quarters to make a bushel.
For a family, you'd have to take...
Well, we generally always carried around for a week.